Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Power Life TV broadcast, Power Life TV channel. We're Pastor Brian.
And Pastor Tasha.
And we're restoring families.
Yes, amen. Brum, 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 brum.
It's Wednesday. I'm always excited for Wednesday.
Yeah, I know.
Why?
Because this is Word Day.
Word Day. I like that.
Yes, this is when we have our group meeting in the afternoon, and gosh, you know, we have powerful moves of God.
Yeah, come on.
There are times that we turn those cameras off.
Yeah.
And then the Holy Spirit does his thing, you know?
Yeah, you want to get into place. You want to get into place.
Sometimes you just have to be in the presence.
Yeah, we were having a service last Wednesday, and the power of God just flowed mightily.
And I mean, talk about burdens removed and yokes destroyed. Yeah. You know, that only happens in the presence of the Most High.
Yeah. So get over here. Rhema Cafe, if you can get here for 6:30, our kitchen is open and we have great food all of the time.
Now, I heard that you was going to be doing a little cooking
now,
today.
You're just giving all my secrets
away.
I'm
just saying. I just know that you know how to.
Yeah, you get all my secrets away. Yeah, the secret might need to be revealed so that they can come.
Oh, you know,
they should come for the word. Though.
It's for kings and priests to uncover mysteries.
That's right. That's come right. On. That's right. So we love you today. We're talking about an awesome subject, and it has to do with relationship matters, and we're dealing with skillful friendships. And we're talking about the healthy marriage.
Ooh, yeah.
This week.
Ooh.
Healthy marriage. Now, all of this series will have to do with how to have a skillful friendship in your marriage, skillful friendship with your parents, skillful friendship with your children, and skillful friendship with the Lord.
Do you notice that all relationship components apply to every relationship, just in different degrees?
Yeah, it does. It really does.
You know?
And, you know, it's like with this marriage, the relationship components with the marriage, we're going to just dive into how many parts make up a healthy marriage.
Right.
You know, because yesterday we talked about if you get the ingredients wrong. Well, no, not if you get the ingredients wrong. If you get the mixture wrong.
Right.
You know, you can have all of the right ingredients, but you can mix it wrong.
Oh, that's true.
You know, and that's a word right there.
The other day you were talking about gumbo, and there is definitely an order in which you add the ingredients.
Yeah.
And if you've ever seen anyone do it wrong, you're like, I mean, any cook, anybody who's used to doing it right, when you see someone do it wrong, it is like nails on a chalkboard. Well, it's the same with the word of God.
Yeah.
If you see the ingredients.
Come on.
And the components, we're talking about relationship, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
You see someone doing it wrong, it's painful to watch.
Yeah, that's right.
It's painful.
That's right.
And in the body of Christ, when you see someone doing it wrong, it's painful because you know you have the answer.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And so God wants us to figure out what are the components, how do we add them at the right moment, and to what degree do we measure these components?
Yeah.
I thought it was so fascinating that you talked about marriage and you said that you need more friendship components to a marriage relationship than any other relationship.
That's the truth. That's the truth.
You need to have 60% friendship components,
mm-hmm.
and how when you add the intimacy, when you add, you know, the parental,
right,
then it falls into place because it's all coming from a place of friendship.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah, yeah. And yesterday, we talked about friendship, and I just want to dive into it just a little bit. When you look at the definition of what a true friend is, we looked over in Psalms 41:9, and it says, my own familiar friend in whom I trusted, who ate my bread, has lifted up his heel against me. But now the Message Bible says, my best friend, the one I always told everything, he ate meals at my house all of the time. So
Right. Basically,
when you think of a real friendship, you're not so easily moved by what we call the shifting of seasons. Mm-hmm. You know, just because things are not going well, per se, in the relationship, doesn't mean that you give up.
Right. I find it interesting that we have a very close relationship with our police departments.
Yeah.
You and I are both League City chaplains. And, you know, we want to just say a shout out to our Chief Ratliff. Yeah. We just love you so much, Gary Ratliff. He's retiring right now.
Yeah.
We're going to have a new chief very soon.
That's bittersweet.
And it really is, because he was such a great chief.
Mm-hmm.
But we have such a close relationship with our police departments. You're also a chaplain right here at the Lamarck Police Department. And then we have members who are also police officers.
Right.
And so any police officer will tell you that the worst situation to go into and the most dangerous situation to go into is a domestic, one.
Mm-hmm.
Because while you might be trying to defend one partner against the other, you don't realize that on a deeper level, they're on the same side.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They're tied together.
So the same
person
who might be getting, say, for instance, beat up by their spouse, and you defend that spouse by separating them and arresting one, when that person sees you arresting or handling the one they love, they are likely to come at you with a skillet or a gun.
Mm-hmm. That's the truth.
Because they are more motivated to defend their friend.
Mm-hmm.
So it tells you something about that bond of friendship, that sometimes that same person who can make you crazy on some level.
Mm-hmm.
You have a deep affection for that person.
And you know, it's all in the evolution of your relationship. You know, you're going to start out one way in the relationship, and it should evolve. It should grow. Mm. We talked about this word called relationship equity. And equity comes even in the hard times. That's when you build the equity. That's when you lay aside a little bit for tomorrow.
Right.
You know, you set a little mercy aside. You set a little grace aside.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about this just yesterday in Proverbs 31. It talks about the woman who goes out and she thinks ahead and she clothes her family for the harsh times.
Right.
You know, she prepares them for the harsh times.
So when it's snowing outside and the weather is beating against the house, inside, if you could imagine, they're cozy, they're well supplied, they got everything they need, and they can enjoy that season.
Yeah, they can enjoy
it, even though
it's a rough season.
It's rough.
Yeah, and when we have equity and we spend time investing into our relationship, we're evolving and our relationship is growing, our friendship is growing. When you get to those domestic issues, you may not necessarily
be dysfunction at its highest.
But what I was going to say in that is that you may not necessarily be fighting against the fact that they are at odds with each other. You may be fighting at the fact that they're close. They're so close to each other.
That's true.
And that's why the one will turn on the police officer.
Right. Because even though they have a deep love for each other, they haven't learned the skill of gratitude.
Yeah.
They forgot to appreciate each other.
Mm-hmm.
They're taking each other for granted.
That's it.
They're taking their love for each other and their safety for granted. Mm. And so that part of the relationship that defends comes out when those things are threatened, you know, and maybe the two didn't even know it was there.
That's where I was trying to get. But so this is what we're doing with this message. We're opening your eyes to the evolution of appreciation.
Ooh.
You want to get to the place where you're not taking each other for granted. I find it very interesting that you can love a friend that's not in your home more than you can love your spouse who see every day.
Oh, isn't that so?
And that's
true.
Because you spend time with this friend.
Right.
You're building equity with this friend.
But there's a such thing as loving someone to death.
How do
you love them to death?
Mm.
Well, you might see them doing something that is hard on them, is bad for their health. You love them so much that you're afraid of losing the relationship, so you will not tell them the truth.
Come on. That's
loving them to death. Mm-hmm. And that means that you don't have integrity. You mm-hmm. don't have open and honest conversation mm-hmm. and without a fear of retaliation or retribution.
Yeah.
And in a relationship, there should not be subjects that are so toxic
yeah.
that if you touch it,
mm-hmm.
it's like a nuclear explosion to the relationship. That's going to end the relationship. If we even so much as talk about this thing
yeah.
Mm. That's obviously hurtful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, when you go to the doctor, he has to be able to touch the hurt. Mm-hmm. In order to heal it.
Mm-hmm.
We're the same way so when we go to God.
So good.
God has to be able to touch the hurt
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
before he can heal it.
Yeah.
And we often tell our altar workers, when mm-hmm. a person is crying, God is touching the hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So don't be so quick to interrupt that process.
Yeah.
Don't start feeding them a bunch of tissues yeah. and stuff to wipe away the tears. They need to feel the hot tears on their face
mm-hmm.
and know that God is healing the hurt. God's touching them in places that nobody else can touch.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you know, and the thing that what was so good about what you just said is you got to trust your spouse enough to touch the hurt.
So true.
You got to learn this thing that we're going to dive into it right now, but you got to learn in the marriage, you got to be friends first.
Yes.
You have to have a level of parental mm-hmm. and you got to have this thing called intimacy. And intimacy is not just the sex, you know, the mm-hmm. intimacy is what's developed because of the friendship
right.
and the parental being mixed right.
Mm-hmm.
The intimacy is something that allows you to come into me and see.
Right.
You know, right. and I have to trust you enough for you to come into me and see. It's easier for.
And we're thinking, you know, when you hear that, sometimes we hear it with carnal ears and we're thinking that we're only talking about a physical relationship, but nothing could be further from the truth. Right now we're talking about the soul
yeah.
and the spirit.
Yeah. Come in. Yeah.
Yeah. See how not only what I'm saying, but the emotion behind it.
The emotion behind
it. See what's inside.
And
me.
I want to trust you enough to not. You touch my hurt, but don't damage my hurt.
Yeah, don't damage me in the process.
Don't damage me in the process. So
right.
let's go into the relationship components here. Again, we say that the F component is the friendship.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
3/5
mm-hmm.
of every relationship.
Yes.
Now, any marriage should be based, every marriage should be based on friendship. That should be the bedrock.
Are there relationships out there that are based on things other than friendship?
Oh, yeah.
Can you think of any type of relationships that are based on something other than friendship? Like what can a relationship be based on, for instance?
It could be based on intimacy.
On intimacy or sex?
It's sex.
All right.
It could be just based
on. I think it's a distinction.
Yeah, it could be based just on sex. And mm-hmm. that's why I want to break each one of these down so that we can have a great definition of what these things should look like.
Right.
But if you're going in with just, you know, the thrill of we're so compatible sexually,
mm-hmm.
well, when that thrill is gone,
mm-hmm.
does the relationship end?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so yes, there are a lot of relationships, especially in this day and hour, you know, that whole thing with the world says you got to try it out first.
Right.
You know, you may not like it later on, so let's practice now, or how about this? Let's live together to see if we want to continue to live together.
Let's test drive.
And so we have to get the components right,
mm-hmm.
the structure right, if we want to have a healthy marriage.
Do you think that there are times that maybe a person gets married because they think the other person will take care of them?
Yeah.
Rather mm-hmm. than, you know, they don't have a love for that person, but they think the other person may take care of them.
Mm-hmm.
So they form a covenant based on the other person's ability and willingness to take care of them.
Yeah. Well, let's dive into this. The marriage component. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7. Let's look at how friendship is a component. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7. Husbands, likewise, dwell with your wives with understanding, giving honor to them as not is, as the weaker vessel.
Now, we touched on that yesterday,
yeah,
didn't we?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers may not be hindered.
Don't you find that interesting?
It's very interesting because it's saying to the husband, you need to treat your wife as an equal.
Right.
Treat her as an equal, not as somebody that's lesser. Mm-hmm. This word, a weaker vessel, doesn't mean that she's weak. Mm-hmm. A weaker vessel means that she's fragile and she's to be honored.
Mm-hmm. She's valuable.
She's valuable. So in a relationship, I treat you as you're valuable. Yeah. You're when Adam and the woman was created, because Eve was not her original name.
Right.
Adam gave her that name.
Right.
When God created male and female, he called them both Adam.
That's right.
So when the male and female were created, they were created like God.
Right.
They were equals.
Right.
And they were heirs together of the promise.
Yeah.
So you say, well, you know, the man was made first and then the female came out of the man. But when Adam saw this female, he said, this is bone of my bones. This is flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman.
Yes.
We're equals.
And I think it's so interesting that God paraded the animals in front of Adam first.
Mm-hmm.
And none of them were a sufficient helper that is meet.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he saw the woman, he said, ah,
yeah,
this one. And then what he saw was that this being had the same essence of God on the inside of her, mm-hmm. just like he did.
Mm-hmm.
And so why do in relationships we often go from treating people humanely to treating people like animals?
Yeah.
And then behaving like animals ourselves. And then society tells you evolved from a monkey and you believe that. And so you justify.
Yeah. 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 You know, and like, oh, y'all.
You justify bad behavior, calling it instinctive.
You know, the Bible tells Adam, God told Adam, don't feed on the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, because it will cause you to have an improper perspective of life.
That's right.
It'll have an improper perspective of relationship, improper perspective of your image.
Wow. Yes.
So we grab images, animalistic images, because we don't see ourselves.
We don't know who we are.
We don't know who we are, and we don't see ourselves as equals. We tend to put each other down, and that's demonic.
Yeah,
you know, for lack of a better word, it's demonic because
it's so egotistical.
Yeah, and we put each other down. You're not less. Mm-hmm. You're not inferior, and I'm not superior.
Mm-hmm.
We are equals. Mm-hmm. That's how you have to look at it. And when you have a friend, you tend to treat them as equal.
Right. You won't have a friend for long.
Exactly.
If you don't treat them as if they have value.
Exactly. Exactly.
As if you, if they're not fun to be around,
mm-hmm.
if they're not a joy to have around.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed something about that verse. It said that if you don't treat them right, if you do treat them badly,
mm-hmm.
your own prayers will be hindered.
Your own prayers will be hindered.
So many people are going around saying, you know, I've been praying about this thing and I have not gotten the answer I deserve or mm-hmm. I want. I've been praying, I've been fasting, I've been doing everything right,
mm-hmm,
but they haven't taken a look at how they're treating their spouse.
And they have to check up on these things today. You know, we have to check up on our relationships. A lot of things happen and a lot of things are based upon how we treat one another.
Yeah, it's selfishness.
Yeah. There was a pastor that would, a man of God would come into this area and he would go to a particular church and he would not preach at that church until he found out from the wife, how is your husband treating you? This is powerful. You know, and at first when I heard this, I was like, what does that mean? You know, what do you mean you don't want to preach until you find out how the husband's treating the wife?
That was early in our marriage.
Well, I found out now that the anointing can't even flow.
Right.
If the husband and wife are not getting along.
Well, you know, I think, you know, there are times that, you know, me and you are both, you know, we expound upon the word of God, find ourselves in that position quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And so if there's any strife or harsh feelings between us, we want to get it
right
over with quick.
Yeah, we want to get it right.
We want to repent. We want to say our, you know, my bad. I'm sorry. Let me you know, we want to do whatever it takes to get it right,
mm-hmm.
because we want to have an effective ministry. We know that as long as there is strife and division, what does the word say? Wherever there is division,
envy
and strife, there's division and every evil work.
Yeah.
So how can we do a good work when we got that division and strife
These are all anti-anointing.
These are anti-anointing.
Yeah.
So we get it right to keep the anointing flowing.
Keep it flowing. That's right. And that's why you are enjoying this process right now because of the anointing.
Amen.
The anointing is on this message.
Amen.
Now let's look at the P component. And we don't have a whole lot of time, but I want to dive into this just a little bit.
The parental.
Now, part of being married involves taking up the role of the parent. Now,
right.
That sounds sometimes bad.
It sounds creepy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But let me tell you what a parent does. A parent should nurture, protect, and give guidance.
Now, that doesn't sound creepy at all.
No.
You know, and when we put it in that perspective,
mm-hmm.
you know, then we realize that there is a parental component that says, I can lead in this area.
Yes.
A parent leads. A parent is a visionary for the child. I mean, think about it.
So good.
Every parent, before that child is even born, while that baby is growing in the womb of the mother,
mm-hmm.
they are giving that child names. They are saying that that child is going to be a doctor.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
they are perceiving that God has a successful life plan for this child.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so parents tend to have those qualities for their children. What if you had those qualities for your spouse?
That's it. Give me.
What if you perceived that God had great plans for your spouse?
Mm-hmm.
How would it cause you to behave differently in a marriage?
Well, I would like somebody to find the scripture for us. It says, he who finds a wife finds a good thing. I think that's in Proverbs 18. And I think it may be in like verse 21 or 22.
Findeth the wife, findeth the good, and obtain favor from the Lord.
And I could be wrong. Somebody find it for us. I know y'all are watching us. So if you will find that scripture, I would like to.
Yeah, we're watching you as well. We're looking at your comments on YouTube,
right.
even as we're broadcasting live.
Yes.
So,
but here's the thing. When you find a wife, you mm-hmm. find favor.
Yes.
And we're tap dancing on the give guidance component, I mean, part of parental, but favor goes before you.
That's right.
And then favor also can be your rear guard.
Right.
It can be around you.
Right.
So when we have our children, there are times when they were young that I would go in the front.
Yes.
And you would go in the back.
Yes.
And the children would be in the middle.
That's right.
Because favor should
surround
them. So you got favor going before them, you got favor behind them, and you got favor around them.
Right.
And that's how it should be in a relationship, in a
yes.
husband and wife relationship. You should give guidance and give mm-hmm. favor. Go mm-hmm. before one another.
Yes. So there is a...
And also have each other's back.
Right. And you know, I can think of... For instance,
Proverbs 18:23.
Thank you. Proverbs 18:23. Our Bible school students,
yeah.
they know how to find those scriptures.
Yeah, come on now.
and so, you know, I think about like, you know, there are many areas in our marriage in which you have that parental component. You know, you're doing it, you're leading, you're the visionary, you're guiding, and I'm right there with you, mm-hmm. helping and doing mm-hmm. whatever I can. Jesus submitted himself to the Father.
Come on,
and it didn't mean that he was weak. We know that all parts of the Godhead were equally powerful,
mm-hmm.
but that Jesus submitted himself or got under the mission of the Father
mm-hmm.
so that he could produce redemption in the earth.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? When you're doing something, I take on the role of Jesus.
Yeah, yeah, so good.
I don't see that as a put down.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see that as taking the form of a slave.
Mm-hmm.
I see that as being in a position of honor, undergirding, supporting, and helping.
Yeah, that's it.
So submission is a beautiful thing in a good marriage.
Mm-hmm.
On both parts.
Mm-hmm.
When you don't understand submission, then it's hard to receive guidance
mm-hmm.
from someone mm-hmm. because you start pushing against the very thing that is designed to elevate you. Good leaders always want to elevate. And so if you start not trusting, you know, if you start getting into strife and division, then you don't get to get the benefits of this parental component that is a beautiful thing in a relationship.
It's so good. We got to stop right there. Our time is up, but we are dealing with the what we call the five component structure of a healthy marriage. And I'm just going to give it to you, and we'll talk about this again tomorrow, but you should have three parts. Friendship. One part, parental. And one part, intimacy.
Yeah, we're going to have to get back on this parental.
Yeah, because I have some more things that I want to talk about being a nurturer and being a protector in a marriage, you know. So come back tomorrow. Watch these videos. They are good. Share. And listen, we are also on a couple of ways you can see us now. We're on YouTube. We're on Facebook. So YouTube, go to the like. Click on subscribe and click the bell for notifications.
Right.
Facebook and then Twitter. But we're also on the Victory Network.
Okay. And maybe what we can do, I have a thought that we should put out an announcement. We should put out a Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube announcement so that you'll know all the places that you can go and visit us.
Right.
And we'll even have a new announcement to make very soon because being on this network is opening more doors of opportunity. I'm telling you, if you can just get a hold of these things that we're teaching you, your marriage can be taken to the next level. Relationship will thrive. Listen, if you say, I'm not in a relationship right now, you can help the people around you because you can minister with the conviction of knowing that you're telling them the truth concerning their relationship.
And think about this. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the word. Many people are desiring to be in a relationship where when you get faith on it, you know, you're preparing yourself. It's just like a person who wants to receive a crop. They have to go out and prepare the land.
That's right.
You have to, if you are wanting rain, prepare the land.
Right. You know? Before you put the seed in the ground, till the ground.
Come on. Come on. So there is preparation time and we are preparing you. We're in the locker room of faith. Hallelujah. Amen. And we're getting you ready for what you're believing God for. So we love you today. There's the ways to give. We want you to be a part of what God is doing in the earth and through this ministry. Amen. Let us bless the people. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. We declare shalom and blessings over your life. And we declare that Jesus is Lord and he's upholding all things by the word of his power. Be blessed. We love you and we'll see you tomorrow. See you tonight.
Rhema
Cafe. Amen.
Amen.